See, the thing you guys don't realize is when you become a children's pastor, you also become a workout instructor. You're working out, man. Woo! All right. Well, all that being said, I'm going to start. Okay? So, Tim, you want to put up my slide for my first thing here. They're all worried about the candy, huh? They want to get their candy. So, it says, God loves us even when we mess up. Right? How many of you mess up? If I don't see your hand, you just messed up. Right? All right. So, everybody messes up sometimes, right? You know what? Before I start, I'm really, really hungry. Does anyone care that I brought my lunch with me? Well, I need something because I'm just too hungry. I work too hard. What do you think I brought? Any kid want to take a guess at what I brought to eat today? Oh, I saw Rachel's hand. What do you think I brought? I hope it's peanut butter and jelly because that's my favorite. Anybody else want to guess? Savannah? You don't know? Pizza. Ooh, I like pizza too. Especially with lots of cheese on it. Katie. An apple? That sounds kind of healthy. Right? Does that sound healthy? Who wants healthy stuff when I could have sandwich or pizza? Cookies? I hear cookies. Right? Actually, someone was right. Let's see who it was. Ready? An apple. You picked a healthy choice. Yummy. Well, apples are really good. I like them in all different forms. I don't know about you. I like apple pie. I like caramel apples. Right? I like just slicing up an apple and eating it. That's what I'm going to do today, I think. Did you get everybody, Nate? Perfect. If you didn't get your sucker before you leave, let me know. As long as I see your Bible, you can have one. All right? So, apples. They're great for you, right? This apple looks really pretty, doesn't it? I think so. I think I'm going to take a big bite out of it, though, because I'm really hungry. Savannah says I can't. I'm going to. Ew. 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 There's something in here. What is it? Ew, it's a worm. Ew. Gross. Ew. That's nasty. Well, you know what? That kind of reminds me of something. Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of sin, right? It looks good on the outside, but on the inside, it's just worms. Gross. So, we're going to talk about what is sin? What is sin? Sin is the bad things that we do, the wrong choices that we make, and worst of all, it breaks our relationship with God. Right? That's the worst possible thing. So, do you guys want to give me any kind of examples of sin? Katie. Yeah, when your parents tell you something and you don't do it, that's exactly right. Savannah? Lie. Yes. Talking back to your parents, that's a big one, huh? So, all right. We are all like really nice apples on the outside. But inside, we all have problems with sin, right? Sins are things we struggle with. As kids, it's being mean to your brother or sister. Ever mean to them? I used to be mean to my sister. Sometimes I still am. That's bad. Not obeying your mom when she asks you to clean your room. Oh. I'll just shove everything under the bed and she won't notice. Anybody do that? Yeah. Look, they're still raising their hands. Uh-oh, Pastor Brad's in trouble. How about having a bad attitude about doing your homework? Oh, we don't like that. Snatching someone's toy out of their hand. or throwing a fit when you don't get your way. Those aren't good, right? Oh my. Well, we saw that some adults struggle with some of the things kids struggle with. They also struggle with some things that you guys will eventually learn, sadly, that people deal with. How about adults? Here, how about this one? You lied to your boss and said you were sick, right? I can't come in today, right? Well, we're at the grocery store, and you pay with cash, and you notice that the cashier gave you a dollar too much, and you don't say anything. You just put it in your pocket. That's not good. How about this one? You're speeding down the road, right? Cop pulls you over, and you say, I didn't do that. Yes, you did. Are you sure it was that fast? Even though you know it was, right? Well, Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We don't want to live with worms in us, do we? No. There's actually another worm in here. Gross. Okay? We don't want to do that. We don't want to have all this sin because it separates us from God. And do you know God? He has no sin at all. When Jesus walked on the earth, he had no sin. We need someone's help to get rid of our sin. Who do we need help from? Who? From Jesus. Here's my Jesus box, right? So Jesus, he can take away all of our sins. He can make our worms, our bad things that we're doing in our lives. We're going to give those over to Jesus. This is the one where I didn't listen to my mom and I didn't clean my room. I'm giving that to Jesus. You know what? I had a bad attitude today. I think we can all relate to that. Sometimes we just have a bad attitude. I'm giving that to Jesus today. You know what? Now I'm all empty inside. That's not good, right? I think I better just give all of me to Jesus today. What do you think? So, when we ask Jesus into our hearts, he takes our sins away, right? When we ask him for forgiveness, he forgets all those sins too. So, I got a new apple because I asked Jesus to forgive me. So Hebrews 8:12, not 9, 8. I know my numbers. I'm a school teacher. I better know my numbers, right? Hebrews 8:12 says, for I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Do you ever do something and still remember it? I do. Sometimes I did something bad and I'm like, I beat myself up. I shouldn't have done that. How could I have done that? Do you know when I've asked Jesus, he forgets about it. He doesn't know. He forgives us and he forgets about it. I wish I could be like that. Anybody else? Yeah. All right, Psalms 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions, which are sins, from us. So I want to show you guys something here. I have a globe. Isn't this a pretty cool globe? This is a learning globe that I used in school when Hannah was little. So there's going to be a picture of the world up there so you guys can see. I want to explain this verse a little bit. Do you realize that if the Bible said that he forgets them as far as the north is to the south, eventually it would touch? Because you start traveling from the north and start working your way south. But then when you go, you start working your way back north, right? So eventually he would remember them. But if you're traveling east, I'm going to spin my globe. Okay, I'm traveling east. Do you know I never touch west? I never start going west, okay? But if God takes our sins and pushes it to the west, it never pushes east. So if the Bible says that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us, they're gone forever, right? Praise God for that, right? So 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." He gives us victory over those bad things we do, right? Yes. So when we ask Jesus, he takes all the sins, all the yucky worms that were in our apples, right? We're not really worms, right? He replaces it with his light. Anybody know what that could mean? No? I'm going to show you then. How about that? I'm going to cut my apple here. I just have to make sure that there's no worms inside, right? Because that could be bad. What if I take a bite and there's another worm in there? That wouldn't be good, right? So let's see. There's something pretty cool in here. Do you see what it is? It's a star. There's no worms in there. Do you see the star? I'm going to bring it to the kids. The big people can see it up there. There's the shape of a star in there. Did you know that was in an apple? Did you know that was in an apple, Bella? No? Renee said she knew. That's good, Renee. So, Philippians 2:15, the second half here, says, "Then you will shine among them like the stars in the sky." So Jesus, he took away the sins, the worms, the yucky things in us, made us clean so we can shine for him. How many of you want to shine for Jesus at your school, in your workplace, anywhere you go? I do. I don't want all those worms to keep getting inside me and saying, there's not enough room for Jesus now, right? All those worms fill us up. Where's Jesus going to go, right? So I'm going to encourage you guys with Acts 3:19. It says, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins can be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." So we gave our yucky stuff to Jesus today, right? In the form of our apple, right? Being us. And what happened? God made something beautiful out of it. Right? Am I right? Something beautiful, a star in the middle of our apple. Pretty cool. But do you know that Jesus does the same thing for all of us? That yes, we all have issues, right? We strive not to. We strive to do the right thing. We try to do our best all the time, right? We always try to get 100% on all of our tests, right, in school. But it doesn't always happen, right? We try. We always try our best, but sometimes it's not going to happen. Does that mean we're a failure? Does that mean we're a dud? Does that mean, you know what, God, I give up on you because I missed a point on my test and now I don't have straight A's because I messed up? No. God says, I'm going to use you. You give those bad things that you're doing over to me and I'm going to use you. Who wants to be used by God? I do. Right? I want to be used by God in a great and awesome way. More than I could even imagine. So, John 3:16, it says, I'm sure everybody knows this one. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." So God loves me even though I mess up. Do you think he loves us even though we mess up? Are you sure? Because, you know, I kind of got a speeding ticket. Not really. My husband's like, whew. No, we got a speeding ticket. I tried to get out of it. I lied to the cop and said, I wasn't going that fast. The speed limit's actually this, and it's not. Right? I told my mom that I picked up my things, but really I just shoved them under my bed or threw them in the closet where she couldn't see it. Right? We don't want those things to take away our joy and our light for God, right? The more that we do bad, the more worms that go in us. There's no space for God then. We want all the space for God. Like this apple showing, all the space is for God now. Right? So I'm just going to encourage you that nothing in this whole world can change God's love for you. Not a thing. No good. You can't be too good for God, right? We can bless God, and that's what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to bless God's people. But nothing can separate. Even when we do the bad things and there's not as much room for God, we give them back to him, and we're completely whole again in Jesus. Okay? So I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart that you guys, all of you, big, young, have a choice. You're either going to say, you know what? I do have some worms in me, but I didn't think they would get that carried away, right? Or you can say, you know what? I do, but I'm giving them to Jesus today. And I'm not going to be filled with that. I want the light of Jesus to shine in me everywhere I go. So I'm going to ask, I know it's early. I'm a short preacher. I know y'all won't complain about that, right? Can I get an amen? Yeah, we don't want you falling asleep this morning. I'm going to ask the praise team to come and play something quiet here while I finish talking about this. I just want to encourage each and every one of you to draw close to Jesus. No matter what situation you're in, no matter what you face, God is there. Okay? So I'm going to have three different altar calls today. Three! Oh my goodness. Everybody knows how to count to three in here. Three different ones. Okay? What I'm going to do, the first one, I'm telling you what all three are. The first one, if you have no idea who I'm talking about, no idea. Never heard of this Jesus. Never heard of him. Don't know anything about him, but you feel a draw on your heart to come meet him today. To meet the Jesus that I love and that I'm excited about and that you can be too. That's going to be my first call that you can receive Jesus. The second call is going to be those that say, you know what? I knew Jesus at one point, but I'm just not quite sure. Okay, we're going to rededicate. Okay, and our third call is going to be, you know what? I have some worms inside me. I have some things that I'm doing that I know are not right, and they are separating me from God. And so we're going to give those to Jesus today. Okay, so I feel like I'm kind of like going back and forth. I'm just going to let God lead me here. And what we're going to do is I'm going to have you close your eyes. I don't want anyone looking around, not a single person, okay? So if you say, Pastor Ashley, I have never known this Jesus that you're talking about. I want to know him. I need to know him. I'm doing all these bad things. I don't know why, but I don't know Jesus, and I want to today. Will you please just raise your hand? If you say, Pastor Ashley, I have known Jesus. I still may even know him, but I'm just not quite sure. And I just need to make sure that I am right with him today. Will you raise your hand? All right, thank you. You can put those down. Anybody else? Okay. If you say, Pastor Ashley, in the simplest way that you did this sermon today, Lord, that you're just speaking to me, God, that there are things in my life that I just know I need to give to Jesus, that I am just not doing it the way I should be, and I'm going to try to do better. I'm going to strive to do better. But God, I need to give these things to you. If that's you today, will you raise your hand? That's many. Many, many all over the place. All right. I'm going to pray over you. And then I'm going to ask to see if anybody's bold enough today in Jesus. Okay? Dear God, I am so thankful that you are giving me this simplest message, Lord, but somehow you speak to the hearts and the lives of the people, Lord. We love you today, Jesus, and we are so thankful that you are willing to speak to us. Lord God, I pray over the people that are having issues with these sins and worms in their lives, Lord, that it's just becoming overwhelming and it's just not giving quite enough space for you anymore, Lord. I pray that you will touch them today, that you will praise, that we will be able to praise you for getting all those worms out so we can shine like the star that you planned us to be, that we can shine our light for you today, Lord. I pray over the one, Lord, that wants to rededicate her life, Lord. I pray that you will speak to her. Let her know that all she has to say is your name and there you are. Lord God, we love you today. We thank you. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if anybody's bold enough. I do this in my class from time to time. We do our altar call, and then if they're bold enough, they'll tell me they were by showing it. So if you were a person that said, I'm going to rededicate my life, are you bold enough to come up to the front and let people know so we can celebrate with you? If not, it's okay, because God still heard your prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else that wanted to come for that? All right, if you were a person that said, you know what, I had worms in my life, I prayed that God got rid of them, and I'm shining now like the star. If you're bold enough today, why don't you come up here so we can celebrate with you too, if you're willing to. Thank you. Thank you. Say, God is moving in this place, right? Yes. He is. Now, I'm going to have some of my kids help me. Okay? I'm not going to choose which ones. But if you feel led by God to pray over some of these people, will you come and pray with them? You can do it quietly. All you got to do is put your hand on them and just close your eyes and pray to Jesus. Okay, I won't make you talk in the microphone or anything. No one's got to hear you. But this is stirring up faith in you. Okay? So, God, we are so thankful for your touch upon our lives, Lord. We pray that you will continue to draw us closer and closer to you. Lord God, let us not be so distracted by the things that we have done wrong in the past. Let us move forward in our walk with you today, Lord. Lord, you say that if we have faith, it can move mountains. Lord God, give us that faith. Give us that light that bursts out in excitement for you. Lord God, we are just so blessed to be in your house. Let us feel that excitement every time, Lord. I pray over the ones that raised their hand and didn't come forward, Lord. Don't let them think that was a downer moment. It's not. God heard your prayers, and that's all that matters. Lord God, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right. Good job, kids. If you feel like you want to stay up here with us, you can. Otherwise, I gotta do one crazy song before we do this, okay? But I'm stealing your mic stand, one of yours. Okay? We do something really silly in our class at the end of every service. So, we are going to do this, okay? And you guys have no idea what's coming, right? We're gonna do a crazy camp song that has nothing to do about Jesus, It's just funny. We're so glad that Jesus is with us and that he gives us freedom to have fun, right? Okay. Kids, can you come in the front here? You guys know what's coming, don't you? Now, adults, remember at the beginning of the service how we said you get to be a kid like us? You can look at me if you want, kids. You can look at me. You don't have to face them. You guys can't see me, can you? Okay. Well, if you guys want to be a crazy kid today and join us for these crazy camp song, because we're heading off to camp, right, girls? We're excited for camp. So if you want to join us, you can. But otherwise, you may need to spread out a little bit. You going to face me? You facing them? You want to face them? Does everybody else want to face them? Here, I'll come over there. We got to get all their energy out before we send them to their parents. So this is a great way to do it. And then we're going to sing Higher, Higher. All right? You guys ready for some crazy kid action?
Amen.
Woo! Is anybody going to join us in some crazy kid action? Come on. If you want to come up front, you can. If you want to do it in your seat, that's fine. Ready? Y'all ready? You know what we're doing, right? We talked about apples, so we're going to do banana. Okay? Ready? Form. Banana. Form, form, banana. Form. Banana. Form, form, banana, then we peel, banana, peel, peel, banana, peel, banana, peel, peel, bananas, then we go, bananas, go, go, bananas, go, bananas, go, go, bananas, then we form the orange, form, form, the orange, form the orange, form, form, the orange, and then we peel the orange, peel, peel, the orange, peel, the orange, peel, peel the orange, and then we squeeze the orange, squeeze, squeeze the orange, squeeze the orange, squeeze, squeeze the orange, and then we form the apple, form, form the apple, form the apple, form, form the apple, then we chop the apple, chop, chop the apple, chop the apple, chop, chop the apple, then we eat the apple, eat, eat the apple, eat the apple. Eat, eat the apple, then we form the corn, form, form the corn, form the corn, form, form the corn, and then we shuck the corn, shuck, shuck the corn, shuck the corn, shuck, shuck the corn, and then we pop the corn, pop, pop the corn, pop the corn, pop, pop the corn, and then we form potato, form, form potato. Form, potato, form, form, potato, then we peel, potato, peel, peel, potato, peel, potato, peel, peel, potato, then we mash, potato, mash, mash, potato, mash, potato, mash, mash, potato, then we form, banana, form, form, banana, form, banana, form, form, banana. Good job. We really do get our workout in kids' class, don't we? All right, so I know the adults really want to see you kids do this next song. I'm sorry, I moved your stand. Okay? We're going to do Never Stop Singing. So, are you guys okay to face them and I'll face you? We can sing this so they can see you guys do this higher, higher. Okay? You guys like that, right? Okay.
Hearts burning bright like a fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. Never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop. Higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like a fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. Never gonna stop singing.
Kids. Well, I hope that you all have enjoyed Kids Sunday. I know it's a little different than normal. We do some weird, crazy things, right? But hey, we're kids. We like to have fun. So I'm just going to pray, and then you guys will be dismissed. Actually, I'm not.
You know, you can't help but just got touched by what just took place today. That was one of the most powerful kids' services I have ever seen. And this church should just give this young lady and these kids just an awesome round of applause. Thank you.
All right. Kids, we like to have fun, don't we? Yeah. Look, that was so quiet. They're all... But they need to hear you guys. Do we like to have fun in class? Woo-hoo! So, I encourage you parents that aren't bringing your kids... to bring them. Bring your grandkids. We'd love to have fun. Okay? And most of all, we love to have fun talking about Jesus. Right? So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, we are just so thankful for your mighty touch in this place today, Lord. We pray that you will continue to stir our hearts to keep those worms and sins out, Lord. We know we mess up. We know we fall. We fail, Lord. But we are so glad that we can turn to you. And that you can take those away and we can shine for you again, Lord. We pray that you will help us through this week. Pray for the kids that they're starting school as well, Lord, that you will let them shine their lights in their school and let them be changed. In your name, we love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.